The Quick Response Team is a model based on a successful program in Ohio. The idea is to do more than revive someone going through an opioid overdose. Wilmington Deputy Police Chief Mitch Cunningham.
We go back, meet with them, encourage them into treatment, do assessments on them, etc. Instead of trying to expect them to, immediately after an overdose, to start making rational decisions, this is really using the data, using the information we have to go back in a very controlled situation where we can sit down with the folks and really try to map out an approach to recovery.
The program would bring together EMS services, law enforcement, and addiction therapeutic programs in a unified attack of the opiate epidemic in Wilmington. Kenny House is the clinical director of Coastal Horizons, a rehab and counseling facility.
You know, we want people to know that there's number one, that there's help out there, and so that there's hope, that there's the opioid crisis is not a hopeless crisis, that people can access care, that recovery is possible, that treatment can be effective, and people can move on with their lives and become productive, and we can restore families and communities that way, and we want to see that happen.
Passage of HB 324 would fund this pilot program in Wilmington for 2 years at $250,000 a year. Bill sponsors include Representatives Ted Davis, Deb Butler, and Holly Grange. The bill passed its first reading and is now in appropriations. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.